Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Today is February 27th, 2020.
Betsy, it's always an honor to sit and discuss with you these very highfalutin issues.
Highfalutin, yes. Well, I tell you what, I have had no idea that the CDC was so corrupt. I mean, goodness, every time we turn our backs, we're having to look at another corrupt entity or like quasi-governmental entity that really is a paramilitary operation for the senior executive service and the crown, and you know it goes all the way back. But here we have the CDC, and who is at the top of the CDC in the, what is it, what division is she in?
Infectious diseases.
Is Rod Rosenstein's sister. Give me a break. Now, of course, we reported this about a year ago. We thought it was odd. So we just kept that file in our tickler system to make sure that if anything came from the CDC, we could pull that folder and find out. So that's how we were able to find out so quickly that there was that relationship. And here they come, and they basically, I mean, there's so many agendas that are running with this coronavirus. Thomas, should I ever trust the CDC again?
You should have never trusted them to begin with if you ever did. Because the CDC, I like what Max Egan called them, the Center for Disease Creation. Because that's exactly what they are. They're an extension of Perbright that is now merged with Merck. And remember, Merck started, you know, Merck, the big, one of the largest pharmaceutical, you know, we're talking about big pharma. So when you're talking about Merck, you're talking about Fort Detrick and military biological warfare. That's who became, that's where our pharmaceutical companies came out of. It was from the British working with basically the freedom of wartime excuse and impunity, also working under the monarchy, that they created these things on purpose. It was biological warfare. Now, if you think that the people are exaggerating, we don't exaggerate. So the deep researchers working along with Michael McKibben have now gone a step further than even Perbright. People now, you know, sweep Perbright to the side saying, oh, Perbright does have a coronavirus patent, but it's not the SERS or the Merck or the MARS or the BAT, the coronavirus that comes from bats or the one that comes from dogs. No. And so they push Perbright aside. Well, wrong. Perbright later became a group called Muriel, M-E-R-I-A-L, I think is the way you spell it, or E-L, Muriel. And Muriel does more experimentation than even Perbright, and they have an office just 4-hour drive from Wuhan. So when Wuhan and its three other contingent groups all work together on biological warfare in China, of course, they're doing it for their own purposes, probably to wipe out the Uyghur populations in their 1,000 concentration camps because they're Muslim, or to wipe out specifically targeted populations. But what was released in China, as we said, and now I would say I'm even more convinced of my speculative analysis of this, that it was the British releasing this to harm the Chinese economy as they're going through Brexit. In other words, this is how the British get leverage in their negotiations with the Chinese, who at one point was considered, you know, any second becoming the number one economy in the world. Now, last I checked, they dropped back 37% in GDP last year with Trump tariffs on. And now, because of this, not only did the border between China and Hong Kong get closed and the crisis in Hong Kong, you haven't heard a word, have we? And basically a police state now is there in place. And what is that? That was because the British interests in Hong Kong had to be protected, and the British economic interests had to be protected. So it is not to American or the rogue CIA's advantage to release a pandemic. And I'm going to now explain in a minute something to you that proves...
Well, go ahead and say it right now.
Well, hang on a second. Let me first frame this. So Muriel is a group that has basically taken over the work of Perbright, which took over the work of Burroughs Wellcome. And we traced that, we, the researchers, and our good research, and Betsy and her team, all of us working together, and in Americans for Innovation, and Michael McKibben and his researchers, which is a lot of researchers around the world. And we again and again, keep going deeper and deeper. So we can literally say to you that this virus that was released, who created it? It wasn't Perbright. Perbright owns other, I mean, it is Perbright because Perbright became Muriel. But Muriel is the one who specifically targeted DNA manipulative retroviruses that are coronaviruses. So Perbright has a number of patents on coronaviruses and their vaccines. Now, if you talk to the experts, they'll tell you it takes 7 to 8 years to create a vaccine from a flu virus, a coronavirus, or whatever. That's the reason that when SARS or the avian flu or any of these flus come out, they don't get a vaccine immediately and start giving people that vaccine. It takes a long time. So now we hear on the news the experts from the CDC telling us.
The CDC that I'm never going to listen to again because Rod Rosenstein's sister there. I mean, really, they thought we wouldn't see that. All right, go ahead.
You have their expert spitting out, I don't know what I'd call it, medical vomit, to say that they're going
to... Propaganda is what it's called, Thomas.
Yes, because we're going to explain what the reality is. And this is when you have to look through to the other side of this, it is absolutely scary. But you notice that Trump was quoting, he said that he asked, out of the blue, the head of CDC, the medical head of CDC, well, how many lives does flu take a year? And he told him, you know... As we told you, it's the average between anywhere from zero to about 70,000 a year in America. And I forget the numbers at this point, but it's, you know, it's above 10, it's in the 20,000s. Why? Because that's standard.
And I want to question that the very vaccines that they're giving causes people to get the flu. So that number's maybe even higher than it should be.
And of those people, I think last year was like 27,000, and it usually ranges between about 5,000 to 36,000 a year, you know. And so right now, you know, when they give you a quote, make sure you notice this year, when they say this year, that's January. So from January till now, there's been 2,700 and some people die of coronavirus. That is Corona 19, you know, ID 19. So how many people have died of flu this year? It's in the hundreds of thousands.
But here's Chuck Schumer. He wants to give $8.5 billion to this.
Well,
which is, okay, wait a minute. But I just want to say I don't want to see one frickin' dollar going to the CDC.
It's all going to
the
CDC.
Well, it doesn't need to go to the CDC. The CDC is corrupt. It is headed by a senior executive service group. I mean, no money to, that's what they want, that much money.
Just like the U.S. Federal Reserve is a vampire sucking on the jugular vein of America, the CDC is doing that to create illness for the medical industry. That's what they do. And they've been doing it since its inception.
They have patents on a lot of these things.
They have 50, well, someone just checked it, so let's be accurate, 56 patents. Now, we said this the other day, that they have dozens and dozens of patents. And what they make billions and billions of dollars a year. And what do? They farm these patents out to drug companies, big pharma, big pharmaceutical, and they make it for the CDC, but the CDC still holds the patent, and they are not governmental, and they're not even quasi-governmental, but they certainly are a monopoly, and they have total immunity. There's the CDC.
Oh, that's right, because they have the courts.
You cannot sue the CDC for any kind of contraindication for any vaccine. Essentially, probably, not true. Let me frame that and be very exact, because I hate conspiracy nonsense and people being...
Oh, wait a minute. This is probably Rod Rosenstein's idea about these vaccine courts, because these lawfare types have a way that they can separate out justice so that there's this two-tier justice system, you know? So with the vaccine court, we have justice for you, the consumer of the vaccine, and then we have other ways to provide justice for us, the manufacturer.
Rod's sister, what's her name again?
Nancy Messonnier.
Nancy.
I just call her Nancy.
Nance.
Nasty Nancy at the CDC.
Nancy at the CDC runs one of the biggest open scams right now, because they do not have a court of immunity for flu shots or for shingles shots or for pneumonia shots. So those shots are vaccines, right? But what she controls is the biggest, one of the biggest industries around. Hundreds of millions of dollars each year is paid to the CDC for the new patent that they create from a previous flu. And so they literally take a coronavirus, okay, and they make one that is a vaccine, but that's years after that flu had already hit America. And so they take the ones that are the most virulent. So they study these flus. They know these flus backwards and forwards. They know the DNA backwards and forwards. So every year when you get a flu shot, that's for a flu that is years and years and years and years ago flu, which it always mutates. Well, it doesn't always mutate, but there's always a different flu every year. So the flu shot they give you is not the exact flu that you are getting right now. So what were the numbers that Trump was given? How many people this year have died? I think they gave him in a year. But the point is that tens of thousands of people die of the flu every year. Now, coordinate that with how many people got the flu shots, and you'll find that over half of them got the flu shots. And who was it that got the flu shots? Old people and young people. And who is it that dies of the flu? Old people and young people. Okay? It's real simple. Who is it that gets autism? Now we're having the highest incidence of autism in history because of all the different contaminants. I could go into all of them, but the point is when you put formaldehyde in your shots or baby tissue in the experimentation stages, when you put... Oh, don't even get me started. The mercury, okay, they just changed it to a different type of mercury.
Look, Thomas, when I look at this, I see that the British operation, you know, because we're looking at Kinetic and Purebright and all this, have a bioweapons office in the United States. They couldn't really hang a sign there and say that we're the bioweapons headquarters for the United Kingdom. So they call it the Center for Disease Control. But what they're doing, if you look at it objectively, is that they are absolutely creating the networks that are needed for using whatever you put in your bloodstream as a weapon against us.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned Kinetic. Kinetic is the rogue aspect of Muriel and Purebright and Wellcome Trust and Burroughs Wellcome and the evil of Bill and Linda Gates. Sorry, the article that tries to slam and say that isn't true. You didn't read our article because we gave you the proof. And Carlyle Group and the Queen, who owns the controlling shares. So when we're talking, this is a British attack. Now, Kinetic is a British rogue intelligence group that has pharmaceutical, biological warfare, and satellite, 5G, you name it, they got it. They deliver it. They brag about it.
Imagine that. They have control over the conversation on vaccines and 5G, and you can prove it with evidence.
Yes, and more than likely, I won't say absolutely, but from the evidence I've seen and you've already printed in the wonderful team at the Cat Report, meow, aimfortruth.org, if you aren't getting it and you aren't signing up, then you aren't catching up with what we're talking about. And I apologize because we go very fast. And if you don't keep up, you will be like...
Well, they can just go back in history and catch up.
So many other people. Yeah. And what they'll do is they'll tune into one or two segments of a Mike and Doug show and then do a broadcast where they mention it, but not necessarily read the Cat Report. Well, that's too bad because then you get the evidence and you get to see the intelligence reports and the evidence from the miners that come that work through Americans for Innovation, Michael McKibben and his researchers. So they have pinpointed, Michael McKibben and his researchers, that it wasn't the Wuhan biological warfare, basically, facility in Wuhan that released this. It wasn't the Chinese who released it. That's stupid. If the Chinese had an accident at one of those places, they'd kill probably everyone in there and start all over again. The whole place probably just melts down. Because the Chinese don't care about people. If you don't know that, you don't know the Chinese or their history or what's going on right now, and you can't even conceive of what I'm about to tell you. So 4-hour drive from there is the Muriel Institute for Animal, basically viral biological warfare. So highly likely, Kinetic operatives took what they have developed because you know how everyone's saying that this how would they know this? Because the research I just read is absolutely current, and they only just realized this, and I'm going to tell you what the research tells us. But they know, and people have been speculating, that this was a Purbright Institute coronavirus, probably a SARS or a variety, one or the other. I can name all of them, doesn't matter. But they had this is the 19th one. It's probably a mix of the 13th with manipulation, genetic manipulation into the DNA of what is literally in this virus. So they manipulated the DNA of the virus. Now, how do we know this? Because I just found out today, multiple research, just plug it in, Furin enzyme, F-U-R-I-N enzyme. It only appears in HIV when you're positive, and it only appears in Ebola. What have we told you about them again and again and again? Those are man-made retroviruses. What did I tell you from my own speculation that they would find out eventually if there was truthful research that it was a retrovirus? Of course,
yes,
it's a retrovirus.
You did. Actually, the first time we started talking about coronavirus, you called it.
Yeah. And the furin enzyme is what causes it to be so virulent, so rapacious, and go after the human body, because what it does is the furin enzyme is a connect. Enzymes do amazing, magical things that you can't even conceive of. But if you can change the marker for furin enzyme, you can break down the cell's ability to have resistance to the coronavirus is coming in and tricking your cell and telling your cell, I'm one of you. And if you can trick your cell through changing the DNA of this virus and having the marker for furin, and by the way, it's insane to think they can find just a marker. They're not only messing with furin enzyme, they'd be messing with a lot of other things, and it would do just horrible things. Horrible things. And look at what's happening. People are having a dry cough. They don't have pneumonia. People are dropping over dead. People are going into convulsions. Those are not pneumonia. That's not flu. That's not a coronavirus. And by the way, most of the coronaviruses that we know in modern history that were virulent were created. But now a retrovirus is different. So when you can go in and manipulate, and that's what we know with HIV, it was manipulated, and so Ebola. And why are they so rapacious? Why are they so pandemic inclined? Because when you can trick the human body from the get-go that a virus is part of your body, that's it. You're done. You can't resist it. You can't fight it. And it spreads anywhere. And these are their statistics, and I saw it in three reports today. Again, simply Google. I haven't written up an intelligence report on this because it's too current. Furin enzyme, and put it into any search on it. Okay.
In your research, is there anything coming up? We've posted some things that might suggest this, that 5G is involved.
And well, that's where I'm
going
symptoms.
Next. Okay. All right.
Okay. So we know right now that the reason that they're calling it a pandemic is because they knew ahead of time, because they created it. Now, when you create a retrovirus, you'd be an insane person if you didn't create a vaccine or at least drugs that stop it. For instance, the HIV retrovirus has a half a dozen or to a dozen drugs that actually slow it down, can slow it down for 20, 30 years. AZT was the first one, and they spent more money on AZT than we did on the attack on Baghdad, $26 billion in 1 year. This is how big this industry is. Now, Rod Rosenstein's sister controls the flu shots that are given out each year, which is a scam. It kills people. It doesn't heal anybody.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, parents, wake up. Would you trust the sister of Rod Rosenstein to put something in your child's bloodstream?
The man who was going to wear a wire after he was promoted to that position, after he saw his boss go down, he still had the gumption to attack a sitting president because he was the new head of the FBI, to show you how powerful these people think they are.
They are both senior executive service.
The CDC is a horrible institution, and the work of Jonas Salk, S-A-U-K, in Zaire with the polio vaccine will tell you all you need to know. Just start studying that. Where did Ebola start? Oh, that's right, Zaire. How did it start? Because they said a woman improperly cut up a water buffalo. What are they saying about this one? Oh, some people in China ate some bats or ate some dogs. Well, look, folks, there are coronaviruses based upon them mixing a human virus with a bat virus, a dormant bat virus. These dormant viruses are the ones that can kill us.
The new U.S. coin already has stamped on the back of it two bats. You know to do that required years of planning to have it come out right now with bats on a quarter.
All over Facebook, there's films of bats, and we're supposed to make them our friends now. So I don't know what they're doing with that, but that's certainly, as you pointed out, some kind of subliminal programming going on, without a doubt. Now, what are we finding out? That it grosses people out that those nasty Chinese, right? That's what we're being told. Those disgusting, contagious Chinese eat bats and dogs, and that's why there's... No. Now, they always have a... how did HIV came out? Because those nasty homosexuals and the other indigent populations they had identified, poor Mexicans, poor blacks, and anyone poor, people in the ghetto, all those people were contaminated because they were having whatever with green monkeys. No, they grew the smallpox and hepatitis B protein was from the livers of green monkeys, which happened to be the closest thing to humans. So when they did this, was it an accident? And then they found out later that this could be weaponized, or were they doing it to weaponize
it
to begin with?
Say
I don't know.
No, we look at their history. This goes all the way back to what was going on with those wee little death boxes that Burroughs Welcomes was sending out with their missionaries out to South Africa. I mean, this whole bioweapon thing with the Brits had been going on for centuries. Centuries.
The Empire Press Union, which entailed all explorers, the entire military, the expeditionary forces of the military, all foreign journalists, the British East India spies, and then later probably the British South African Company spies, as well as all of the press, the wireless, the newspaper, they were all there, and they all agreed to become not only spies, but when they saw an illness, go right to the dying person. And they described this. We were just reading it yesterday. Go to the swollen pox mark, dig out some of that stuff, put it in a bottle, and send it back to us because we're going to figure out a way to kill people with that.
Yes.
And then they said, and then if you figure out anything they do there in Africa, in the Transvaal or South Africa or in the Congo with Dr. Livingston, and Henry Stanley, what were they doing there? It was for the Belgianese, but it was also later for the Brits. So they were trying to find the worst illnesses and to see if Africa had any cures for European illnesses. But they were trying to literally bring European illnesses, cholera and, the Black Plague and cholera, things that weren't even in the Transvaal, killing 60,000 people there as experiments through inoculations and vaccinations. They've been doing this since that time. And what did they do? They named a whole country after the man who came up with doing this. That would be Cecil Rhodes and his economic backers, the Rothschild family.
We know that they're great patriots in Britain, is what I'm trying to say. It is your swamp, your monarch, that is responsible for this for decades and centuries. And we're just trying to let the whole world see that this is what Michael McKibben calls British imperial fascist corporatism. That's this new world order. And as we're doing our research, one begins to ask, you know about that story where the original pilgrims come to America and then the Indians die of smallpox, or was it chickenpox, or whatever
flu.
Disease.
Influenza usually kills them.
You know,
flu.
Then you begin, and then you begin to see the history of what has been going on with this bioweaponry, and you wonder, was that going on back then? We have to ask the question.
The conquistadors were well known for poisoning the water of the people they wanted to kill. They came as friends, they poisoned them, went back and took their gold. This killed tens of millions of people in South America. Same story all the way through Central America and America. The pilgrims coming to America, what were they? They were the outcasts, basically. I'll call them a nice name. And the outcasts of the British and the Dutch, who were given a charter to come to America to do what? To bring European influenza to the Indians so that they'd all die so that the British would get the land. I mean, they literally called their pilgrims their they had ingrafting. They were ingrafted settlers to see to test the grounds, to see what illness, to see what resources were there first and fleece them in the first case. That's why the British and the Dutch East India Company were behind the settling of America and right up to the American Revolution. It was a fight between those two. When the French came in, it was a different story. But anyway, the point is that we brought influenza and killed lots and lots of Caribbean and American and South American natives. That's just a fact. So they saw this happen. So they weaponized this. So there was a company that did this on purpose. And what you were supposed to do is, well, you're a secret spy guy for these people. So you didn't tell anybody what you were doing, but that's what you were doing. And then we got to see, the, as Michael has called them, I like that name if I get it right, imperialistic fascist corporate...
British imperial fascist
British
corporatism.
Imperialist fascist corporatism. That's exactly what it is. And it's a dynasty. Goes right...
You can take it all the way back to the Venetian bankers.
Yes, but and in Britain, it is literally an aristocracy. It is a corporate aristocracy. Still going on to this day, and their shell game companies just hide where it shifts around, and only a few people actually know what's going on. But it's all under the umbrella of the Queen, so you can't ask a single question about it. Not the money, not... And the Queen, guess who owns Kinetic? That's right. The Queen owns 20%, which is the controlling, which is
but it's all it's all connected, because then you see that those spies and everything have flashed forward. That's what your mainstream media is today. They're fake news. They're propaganda, and they work for the enemy.
People kept asking us, and even Conclave members kept asking me. And I kept saying it, nobody really was listening, because my middle name is Thomas Cassandra, pain in the ass of the globalists. I'm usually not listened to the first time I say something. But I've been saying that the British, any minute, would attack China in a way that would be such subterfuge that they would not even be accused of it, and that America would suffer, everyone would suffer,
yes,
so we'd all come down to the level of the Brits, so when they do the Brexit, they have a better field for trade deals. And that's exactly what's happening. Matter of fact, you got to see just today that yesterday, the European Union heads all went down to Ethiopia to make friends with the Africans to see if they could fleece them a little bit more and include them as part of their European Union, because the Brits had a huge chunk of their money. And if they leave, and they don't do a good deal with them, the European Union could be over, or it will simply be the Fourth Reich, led by Angela Merkel, the spiritual granddaughter of Hitler,
but
of course.
But we busted coronavirus for being the false flag it was, because that's exactly, you just described it. It's subterfuge. It is to take care of the Chinese problem that the Brits are having, but nobody can point a finger at the Brits, and nobody would have if our researchers hadn't found out the connection with Perbright, the patent, and everything that we see today.
Now, I have to say this. The adjustment in the stock market is good. That's how people make money. It goes up and down. If it doesn't go up and down, it's bad. If it keeps going up, it's really bad. You got to go up and down to make money. That's because it's a gambling. It's a gambling casino. Remember that. So I said, do not, Mr. President, I said it exactly like this. Do not, Mr. President, believe for one second that the Chinese are going to live up to your tariff deals. It's not going to happen. But what did I say? Leave it to the Brits, because all those Americans, including Hillary, including James Breyer, including all those people that Michael McKibben can name, which is also Eric Schmidt and also Facebook and the whole gang, everybody who went over there and gave them their dragonfly and their social credit system, thought they were getting a piece of the pie. They found out they ain't getting no piece of no pie. The Chinese don't share. That's just the way it is. So they were going to basically default on that tariff deal. But the British saw this, and they couldn't let America, that may not do a deal with Boris, because we also warned the president, and thank heavens he took up our, what we were yelling at the time, probably because, you know, great minds think alike, but the president stopped Qualcomm and Broadcom from taking over 5G, which was really just a Chinese takeover of America. And then he stopped Huawei and ZTE And he also previously had kicked out the microchips and the capacitors all from China, which we had recommended from day one, and he did all of that in just like a domino.
But then all of that, plus the dissidents that keep telling him to do the opposite. And that's what he's surrounded with. This is, if we were looking at a third world country, we would call it out as what it is. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are dissidents.
Awey, Boris, Bojo. Go back and listen to what we told you. Huawei will be the crux of the matter for a Brexit deal with America. There will be no deal.
Right.
There will be, and by the way, I just want to point out, we haven't hit the real mark here.
But the monarch is probably very upset that Donald doesn't understand that the monarch is in charge of the planet, not him.
Look any place where the coronavirus is active, where there's more than a few hundred cases, and guess what? All their cities have 5G. And I didn't tell you the punchline here. Kinetic went to Muriel, in my speculation, sheer speculation. Do not do this at home. Obvious, though. It's so friggin' obvious. It's stupid. Okay, why did they have the largest human dinner in Wuhan, you know, the place where the virus started, after weeks of knowing that this had already happened in four cities in China, which happened to be the four cities which are the biological weapon centers in China. So they were blaming it on those four centers, but to make sure that it really happened, they didn't tell anybody for 2 weeks because the Chinese knew it was a British attack. Hello, they get their patents from the Britons. Bah. So in Wuhan, they gave a free, and no one could even tell me who put this on, a free dinner where they contaminated everybody.
Maybe Eric Schmidt. Where is Eric?
But anyway, that's where how it spread. And then what's happening now? Look at the Chinese. It was 37% down. Now it's crashing. They will be begging us to have an even level tariff at the end.
Yes.
And Bojo, if he doesn't get rid of Huawei, which he probably won't because their brains are already fried because it's already active throughout most of the UK, certainly all the major cities, and through some places in the European Union, through Italy, one of the major places coronavirus is happening, in Switzerland, a place that never gets nothing, but oh, they get 5G, and yeah, they got it. And so what is going on here? 5G at 60 gigahertz, which is the now accepted, like, you know, the microwave 2.5 or 2.4, whatever it is. It's a standard. That is a broadcast frequency. That is called a carrier wave in the microwave. We all use the same frequency. Same thing for the 60 cycles running through your TV, the refresh cycle, or same thing for what's come. It's all a standard coming out, the electricity. The new standard for 5G, I didn't know this, but I did know it had already been given out as a free band, and that's 60 gigahertz. And so they don't have to pay. So they're not broadcasters. So anyone with 5G can do anything they want because it's a free band, because the governments say, oh, isn't this great? It's the super highway of information, the internet. It's only good. There'll never be a dark net. There'll never be Bitcoin. Okay. There'll never be any evil on the internet. There'll never be any evil on this 60 gigahertz band.
That is
killing oxygen and humans' ability, animals, plants, to handle oxygen. Oxygen is not digestible once it has been put into basically a bad spin, let's just call it, when its electrons have been hit with 60 gigahertz.
Slow down, please. This is very important. People need to understand this. Please.
Oh, I
don't mean, audience, don't get upset that I said, and then before you do, I want to tell you that in the end, China is going to wind up paying us literally to be their consumer. You see, you can't have an economy if you don't have a consumer. And one thing Americans know how to do, we can consume. We consume all kinds of stuff, and we know that half of it's garbage. But it's good at the other end because then manufacturers have someone to sell to. China's people, they don't know how to consume because they're constantly in starvation mode. It would be very difficult to jumpstart that economy as a consumer economy. So China needs us to get itself started again. When they come back to the table for this tariff deal with Trump, don't be surprised if they wind up paying us to be their consumer.
I totally agree with you, and we're the only ones who said that. And we have said it so many times, I am tired of saying it. But let's go on. What is really going on in China is not the Chinese releasing this so that they can use their 5G, which creates the ability for a complete comprehensive, kind of like a diffuse microwave field. It's now going to be a diffuse gigahertz field. Completely so they can control anybody who has an insert, anybody who has a phone, anybody who they can actually beam messages into your head. They now have it. This is all throughout China. They can do facial recognition, and they are now using the coronavirus in the largest human experimentation ever done. Every single person in China that has supposedly contracted it, yet they're not telling us.
Make sure to go back to the 60 what is it, hertz thing?
Gigahertz.
When the oxygen, okay, because I interrupted you and we need to get back to that too.
Well, okay.
Okay, with this topic.
This is the same thing.
Yes, okay.
So the 5G in China could be certainly linked with the release of, in my own speculation, Kinetic's release of, in my own speculation, Muriel's new DNA-manipulated retrovirus that uses foreign enzyme to make the supposed pandemic connection to people 10 to 1,000 times stronger. Because why? They manipulated the virus before they sent it out. That's called a retrovirus. And this retrovirus is like HIV and Ebola, the only one like that. How do they know that? Well, the research just discovered it, but everybody seemed to have already knew it ahead of time by what I've just said. Now, is it true, the speculation, that 5G is causing this to get worse? Hello? You release any flu, and I want to go back to that in a second. You release any flu in a 5G environment, and we already told you, it's going to fry all your organs from the inside out and probably paralyze you. And what is happening? People go into convulsions till they're paralyzed and they fall down and their lungs stop working. We told you all of this. We predicted this. Because why? 5G kills all your eggs, kills all your sperm, and fries you like microwave on
steroids.
Well,
just like if you put a plate of food in a microwave, it cooks.
Now, they happen to know everyone who came to that dinner, don't they? And they happen to have tracked every one of them. And it seems as if everyone in Wuhan that went to that dinner, which was a whole lot of people, all got it. And so they found they had a high temperature, so they sent them home. Because most of them are dying. So this is one of the biggest disappointments for a retrovirus that biological warfare has seen. It's a big disappointment. They wanted it to be much, 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 much worse. Because now China has a chance, don't they, on everyone that they've quarantined to follow them with facial recognition, even with a mask on, by the way. So don't think you're going to outsmart that facial recognition with the mask on. They are tracking every person, and if a single person who has been quarantined leaves their house, they take them off, and they aren't seen again. Ooh. Now, that's only the beginning. That's happening all over China. Every place that there's 5G, every place that they can say, we said you have a fever, by pointing this little infrared gun at you, and you have to stay in your house. You can't go outside whatsoever, ever, until we tell you you can, and we're tracking you. Whether you have a phone or anything, doesn't matter. Our cameras are all around, sit right there with our 5G towers, and we can, in fact, send the police to pick you up the second you walk out of your house, which is what they're doing. This has been reported repeatedly. So that's only the beginning, because where are they going to really see the big, really the effectiveness of this? China's not going to sit back and let Britain do this to them without using it to their advantage. Now, it is true that China would have never done this to themselves because they know that Donald Trump would have done exactly what Donald Trump did, which was, hey, you're from China, you ain't getting in here. Call it racist, call it xenophobia, call it whatever you want.
But wait a minute, Thomas. If the Brits have released this on China, well, China's already got all of their Huawei equipment in Britain, so why wouldn't they war back and fry them with the 5G?
They're getting the coronavirus in Britain.
Yeah, but The Brits that contact us have already said that the 5G towers are there, so we already know the Chinese have infiltrated their system. So if the Chinese find out that it is Britain that has released this virus in their country, why wouldn't they retaliate and knock everyone dead with this 5G?
That's the whole point. Why Trump says, if you got Huawei 5G, you ain't got Five Eyes, you ain't got American intelligence, you have no deal with us, and we're putting sanctions on them. So if you do deals with Huawei, we're sanctioning you. So at this moment, Bojo, good old mess hair, has no idea that he ain't got no deal with Trump. And we warned him. We warned him. But yeah. This is the idiot who put his arm around George Papadopoulos and treated him like he was a king at one point after cussing out Trump.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay, now, I am very upset that there was not a stable transition from Obama to Trump. We know why, because, of course, our government had been hijacked by a rogue faction that was out to destroy America, and the government really isn't the government as we think we know it. And so we elected Trump, and all he's done over this last 3 years is have to fight off these dissidents. And I don't like it. And I want to see smart people like Patrick Philbin come to the table with some form of legislation when we win overwhelmingly in November to make a constitutional amendment for this most unique time in history with this most unique leader to offer to be able to give a fresh two terms to the next presidential candidate or the presidential winner. Of course, we know that we'll be voting for Trump, but this is not right to have to spend your first term fighting off dissidents.
8 more years.
Yes.
8 more years. Betsy's the first one to call it out.
Listen, and we can do it because we'll need 2/3 vote for a constitutional amendment in the House and the Senate. And this is what we the people want. And we the people run this country. We've just been sitting back thinking. They kept telling us, you know, we're a representative government. And yeah, we are to a certain extent. But they just took that and ran with it. And the rest of us sat back here. We didn't pay attention. That's why we're in the state that we're in. And we need Donald Trump to be there to help get the foundation rebuilt again. This 4 years was a demolition period. And now we need a good, solid foundation. And anyway,
folks, I totally agree.
Help us with this.
Randall White told us, our expert on the Constitution and law, who we're doing programs with, and we're posting his material from his book. And he's talking about participatory government, and he says that a grand jury that is created by we the people is a court-martial. It is a form of court-martial. We need to court-martial the people, part of the coup, and as part of that, we impeach Obama, and we demonstrate that the inauguration was fake because we have Susan Rice's text message that state that she was part of Crossfire Hurricane, a coup, and she was still active, and she's still out there.
What do you mean? You can't say the inauguration was fake. It wasn't fake. He stood there and took his oath of office. Are you talking about Donald Trump?
There was no peaceful transfer of power.
Yeah, there was no peaceful transfer of power, correct.
And that's my point.
And we need to do that. So, folks, if you're a constitutional expert, please get on it. If you send me the wording, I'll start posting it on the CAT report so we can start educating people that this is a possibility. Now, when we talk about the citizen grand juries, I don't want to talk about it in being in a spin zone. That's doing us no good. I want to know how we get it done. What's the first step? Who do we need to call together? How do we do it? And I'm not expecting you to answer this here, but I would like to see that the next video that you do with Randall White is a how-to. People want to know how to make it happen.
Oh, I'm going to, because a referendum I can do at a state level, but I want one at a federal level. Is that written into the Constitution? I want a referendum to call the senior executive service as a group, 10,000 strong resistance.
They're a terrorist group.
Who is a terrorist group, and they have fought Trump from the moment of the inauguration and before, long before.
They're
we
the
know
dissidents.
We have the proof. And they're still in power. And they tend to be Democrats. Oh, demon rats. And we know who they are. And they have somehow immunity. So we, the people, need to rise up. And if it takes some kind of circling the Capitol and calling these people out and taking their pin off their lapel and saying, no, you no longer are a member of the House of Representatives because you are a criminal, Adam Schiff. You are a criminal, Jerry Nadler. You are a criminal, Nancy Pelosi. You are a criminal, but a lot of Republicans too. So Mitch McConnell, sorry, we're going to give you, we're going to put you in a Chinese jail because you and your wife belong in one. It's disgusting that we have to, that you even let the impeachment reach consideration. It shows that you are part of the globalist problem. You are awful.
Folks, for heaven's sakes, his wife, a Chinese woman, or I don't know, whatever. Some people say she's Taiwanese. I'm not sure of that. But her family is in a Chinese shipping business, and she's the Secretary of Transportation in the United States. We got to get real here, people. We got to get rid of these dissidents in our government.
So Trump has to have 8 more years. There was no peaceful transfer of power. He's been fighting every single step of the way. Obama has been in power. He has not relinquished power. And Valerie Jarrett, being in one of Obama's 5 houses, demonstrates that. Obama's absence anywhere, inability to answer any questions, and secret meetings with literally some of the most evil people on the face of the earth, and literally fighting openly, stating sedition, stating that he is a traitor.
And still doing it.
And all of his staff is still doing it because they're on the mainstream media. You got Clapper, you got Comey, you got McCabe, you got Brennan. These people need to go to jail for the coup, and we the people must do that.
You've got Gina Ray over there in London working with our vendor Sam Bai for the overthrow of our president.
And she's still running the CIA, Gina Haspel, so we need to put her in jail.
Oh, I said Gina Ray, didn't I?
Well, Christopher Ray, he needs to go to jail. Christopher Ray acts like he didn't give testimony, stating he has 2 different versions of the missing 33,000 emails of Hillary Clinton. Wait. That's the exact bait that was given to George Papadopoulos and Sam Clovis and they tried to give those 33,000 emails to anyone on Trump's team. Who owns them? The FBI had a copy. Christopher Wray says he has a copy, both on a CD, on a jump drive and on a number of CDs. So that means that Stephen Halper, who was being paid by Comey, was an agent of the FBI. Brennan was in on the setup for Papadopoulos because he's the one who started Crossfire Hurricane as cover before they had the fake FISA warrant, which didn't even happen till October on Carter Page, which they had already started on Carter Page back in March. So when they say insurance policy, they're talking about the FISA court was insurance policy for Carter Page's FISA warrant. When they're talking about the committee to impeach the second he became president-elect, those are the people we got to put in jail. And if we the people have to construct the court or construct the mechanism because the Constitution allows it, that's what we need to do. And then it's a guarantee. Trump is going to win 2020. There will be election cheating, doesn't matter. And then Trump could win 2 more elections if it was allowed. Why? Because maybe at the next one he'll have some freedom, but he's still going to have to fight like a dog for 4 years. I think he could stay in office for quite some time. Bloomberg can change the law for New York.
We want a constitutional amendment. We want it done properly. He may not want the extra terms, but I feel that we need his good, solid leadership for 4 more years after what would be his 8-year term. And I want the basis to be upon the absolute unwillingness for the other team to pass the torch to the new president in a peaceful way. In fact, they're just all a bunch of dissidents, enemies of America, and they need to go down.